Welcome! This is the Homebodies Podcast. Do as Charlie does.
Maybe not Sky. Anyways. We're back!
We're back! It's been so long. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. You know how long I've been gone? It's pretty much how long I have not talked to her. Cause she's been so pitchy. So busy.
But while we were busy, we have a birthday girl.
It was my birthday yesterday. I turned 2.
That's right. No, you turned 0.
Oh, I turned 0. I got returned to the womb.
Yeah, you did, and you were just rebirthed. Sky just turned, we're not going to disclose that our age, but she, her birthday is the 24th of July. So yeah, yesterday, yay. Well, today is like Monday, but on Sunday, she had her party, and she's going to talk all about it later on today.
Oh, it's more than just Sunday.
Oh, yes, she's been quite busy.
It's been quite a weekend.
we've had like two extremes of the spectrum. I'm busy. I was busy as well, but not in a good way. And she was busy in a good way. So,
busy.
It's been almost like, no, an entire month, I think, because the last time we posted was June 25th, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Around that.
We've been busy. She's been busy. What can I say?
Well, in the past 4 days, I've been sleeping at 11 and then I've been waking up at 3 in the morning. Yes. Yesterday was the only today was the only day I was able to rest until 12. So a little bit about it. So I work for a family-owned company. And we do a lot of courses for the medical field. So doctors and nurses and all that stuff. So we decided, well, my mother-in-law decided that she wanted.
The boss lady decided.
The boss lady decided that she wanted to have I don't know how to translate it correctly, but it's like a worldwide conference. Where we bring
like convention of sorts.
A convention. That's the word. Like a world convention for the emergency medicine. So everything that's like disasters and like UCI, or ICU, and all that stuff. So she brought like 27 people, like from abroad. And then the rest, like 32 of them, were from Peru. So in total, it's like over 50 people that we had to accommodate to make sure that, you know, that their speech was going to be okay and everything, right? So
do you have to book their like travel stuff as well, like their tickets, their hotel and stuff?
I did their tickets for 5 people. And then I had to accommodate all the exterior people. What do you call them? What do you call foreigners? All the foreigners into the hotel, and other ones were going to the apartments. Which I have to say, organization-wise, this is the first time I've ever done an event. And like, I don't have enough experience. But I also didn't have almost no like direction. Like I didn't have a lot of like, you should do this or you should do that. You were just, you do it. So
yeah, here's something, go do it. So what you did sounds a lot like what one of our other friends does. Like she will have to book accommodations, go to hotels, and then like make sure all the speakers are speaking at the right time, in the right room, during the right conference. And so that's the last time when we were recording in Chicago, that's why we were there. And I saw how like difficult that was. But she works for companies that specifically focuses on this. I can't imagine the first time doing it.
Yeah, you. And the thing is, it's not just that. Because, I mean, also, like, we were going to, well, we had the transmission live over Zoom. So that was another thing that we needed to, like, make sure everything was okay. We even hired this group that supposedly does this, like, as their job. Worst decision ever. It was just, everything went haywire the first day. It was supposed to end at 6 p.m. We finished at 9.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the speakers will stop, like, finish speaking at 9?
It's because of, we had so many, like, so many difficulties, yeah, mishaps that we weren't able to finish until 9. And it was really frustrating because it was just a bunch of things that just didn't go right. First of all, the hotel that we did it at, supposed to be like this very prestigious hotel, right, here in Lima. And first, they didn't let us like try or test the team's equipment till like 11 p.m. the day before.
Oh, I see.
And they didn't actually get to go inside the auditorium till like 2 in the morning. Okay. So, no, until 1 in the morning. And so we had to be there with them until 3 in the morning. Okay. And
jeez.
And the event.
Like the day before the event?
The day of the event. It was already the day of.
Oh, yeah. Because it was 3 in the morning.
And
oh,
so
jeez.
I literally slept for 2 hours. Then I had to get up. And then they told me, you need to have this ready. You need to have all the people's like PowerPoints ready. And the thing is, we were under the impression that the docs would just like bring their USB or whatever and they will put it in and they will project. And they're like, no, they have to be in a certain format. So I needed you to help us. I was like, oh my God. So I stayed to be able to at least the first 3 people get their PowerPoint correctly. Okay.
Why wouldn't they tell you this like beforehand?
Right. And then like the doctors themselves weren't giving it to me on time. So I was behind that, right? Behind the technical group, right? That's like doing the transmission and stuff. I'm getting a lot of complaints that the transmission is not going right because it looks sloppy. Right. And then I also have to oversee all the sponsors. So we had 6 sponsors that brought their stuff and that they wanted to have a display. So I have to make sure that they were okay. And then I had to make sure that the doctors themselves were okay. I had to make sure that the transmission was okay, which was not. And so we had a lot of complaints saying, you know, they were saying this company is doing this just because they don't have money and they're trying to like make up something so they will get paid. The thing is like a lot of the things that went wrong is because that team first was not prepared because the day of they're like, we need a laptop. And then we were like, isn't that part of your job equipment to have so you can have like good transmission? And so until the next day is when they brought their actual like computer and it went a lot smoother. And then we ended at like at 7. Not only that, apparently they were only going to be there 2.5 days instead of the whole 3 days. Because
why?
I don't know how it was going to be. I was under the impression that the last half, at least, of the event was not going to be done on like live because it was just going to be like very hands-on, you know, practice. But then they tell me no, it has to be like live, like the last, like the day off. They tell me no, it has to be. So I'm like, okay, these kids, and they were like, they were kids. They were like. They look like they were in their first or second year of their university. So I'm not judging that skills are based on age, but I'm pretty sure like they don't have the enough experience to be able to handle this sort of event, because it's just a lot. And so they had to leave, and literally we borrowed my mother-in-law's iPhone, and we like put our Zoom mm-hmm. through it, and then we put our laptop, and so we could connect to the screen, right, and make sure that everything. Literally, it was me, this other girl, and this kid that worked. It was like our intern. We did it better than the six people that were on that team that supposedly have experience doing this. Literally, with our iPhone, our laptop, shit, that's like my partner's computer, mm-hmm. and then me, you know, and the thing is, like, they weren't cheap, you know, their service wasn't cheap, but I don't know how they're gonna do, if they're gonna get paid or not or whatever, but it was just really frustrating on that part. And the thing is, I don't know how much I've lost, because I didn't eat properly second I had my period mm-hmm. on the second day.
Oh no.
And then I wasn't sleeping. I only was sleeping like 3 hours, maybe four max.
God.
So the thing is, like, there was this incident where I had a little. So we give food twice a day, in the morning and then in the mm-hmm. evening. And so it's like a buffet. So you go in and then you grab whatever you want.
Okay.
And then the next person comes in. And then we eat after everybody leaves, right? So everybody has to eat first and then we get to eat. So when I was able to go to the buffet, there were only like little chocolate mousse cups, you know, for dessert. And so I grabbed it, and then I sat down by where the reception was in front of the auditorium. And then the spoons were like smaller than my thumb, right? So I ate one spoon, two spoon, and then I was called, Charlie, I need your help with this. And so I had to leave my mousse.
I feel like it doesn't matter how busy things get. You need to get your employees time to, I don't know, recuperate a little bit, at least to eat something.
Right. And so, you know, I went and ate. I ate two scoops. I had to leave. 15 minutes later, I come back for my mousse and it was already gone. Because they threw it in the trash thinking it was like leftovers. And so,
that's so sad.
I went to the person that was like, you know, putting stuff away in the buffet, and I was like, hey, they took away my mousse, my chocolate. Do you have any left? And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go find some. And so he brought like a tray of nine of them. There were nine left. If people are not coming after a certain time, they have to throw it away because it's mm-hmm. like a food hazard.
Yeah.
And they told me that, like, you know, it's been a couple hours. You'll have to, like, you know, be careful that it doesn't, like, we're not held responsible for this. I was like, it's fine. I took two. I ate one, two. And then I couldn't eat more because I had stuff to do.
Oh, my God.
I went to my, so we were at a hotel, right? Because the mm-hmm. auditorium was in the hotel. We were in the hotel since Wednesday till Saturday, till Sunday. Till Sunday. And the thing is, on Thursday, it was like the welcome dinner thing, mm-hmm. Which was at the hotel. And we only reserved like for 40 people, right? But then people kept coming, that were invited by my mother-in-law, you know, and she did not count those people in. So I didn't sit down to eat because, you know, the people who were coming had a priority over us. So, you know, I couldn't leave because my mother-in-law will be like, no, but you have to help me here because, you know, I cannot be here by myself. So I had to, like, you know, just stand and, like, make sure everybody's eating okay. And
that's so sad. That sucks.
Yeah. What? And only, like, one doctor saw me, and just one of them, I was like, are you not going to eat? I was like, no, doctor, I'm fine. I'm just supervising right now. I was like, I want to cry. Every day of the conference, I went to my room and cried for like 5 minutes before returning.
Oh, that's so sad.
And the thing is, like, I can't just stay in my room because I felt like without me being there, everything will just go into chaos. Because if I wasn't, like, behind the doctors to make sure that they were giving me their PowerPoints, that nobody would do it because everybody else was, like, busy. We didn't have enough people. You know, we only had six people for a whole conference of, like, who knows, like, how many people. That happened. It was an experience. It was a hard experience, but I learned what to do, what not to do, what to, like, anticipate, who I need to hire, because we're planning on doing this in Cancun next year in May. So I have to make sure first that we get enough people.
Yeah.
Enough employees to go with us, and just to anticipate a bunch of stuff. And I told my mother-in-law, look, you brought too many conferences, like too many speakers. Another thing is, like, we had no experience doing this live, and the people that she recommended because she said they were good did not work. So it would have been better if from the start me and another person would have done it, because I mean, I have experience doing it on live Zoom, Zoom live, for the you know, because we do these sort of conferences online. If I would have done it since the beginning, we wouldn't have this many problems. Like, a lot of people sent emails and were calling saying, like, this is garbage, because it was garbage, because the team was garbage, you know, and just really frustrating because we worked so hard for this event. We, like, this whole, since January, we've been planning this. Just so a group of kids, like, to mess that up, you know, and then complain that they had to stay until 9 p.m. You know, it's just, I mean, I've been here since, like, you know, it's just,
it sounds really so frustrating. All of it just sounds so, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just glad it ended.
It's over.
It's over. But yeah, I mean, most of the speakers that came by, they were really nice. Everybody, I remember, oh my God, I have to tell you, the first day, you remember I told you that I didn't go to bed until like 3 a.m. and then I had to wake up at like 6.
Yeah.
I didn't even have enough time to do my hair, to do my makeup. I was like literally a disaster on the first day. You know, I could only like put my clothes on, put some sneakers. I put my hair up a little bit and then put my mask on. I didn't want to even like remove my mask. I didn't want people to notice who I was because I was so disheveled. But then people recognized me because I was like coordinating with all the speakers, and they're like, oh, you're Darling, right? I was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, yeah, I recognize you for your hair. Damn it. Because in my WhatsApp, I have up my profile with my mother-in-law and my partner. And then you can see my curly hair. So it's like, oh, yeah, I recognize you from your... And then...
What a great first impression.
Oh, it was awful. And then one of the employees was like, what happened? Charlie's always like well-kept when she's like doing conferences. Always with her makeup on and her hair was always like tidied up. But this time it was not like that. She looked... She looks so crazy. I was like, thank you. I appreciate your comment. Shut the fuck up. You didn't have to go through what I did.
Oh.
Damn. Oh, but it was funny. It was funny.
It sounds insane.
I can only laugh. Yeah, it was insane.
So this is your first event and you guys brought 50 people?
50 plus.
Like 50 speakers?
50 plus speakers, yes.
Why?
26 of them were from abroad, so.
Yeah.
Why?
For your first one, why make it so big? That's crazy for not having anything.
Exactly. Just thinking about the number of people just gives me like goosebumps all over again.
Jeez.
My mother-in-law is a very... What you say? Not greedy, but a very, what would you call it? Spontaneous. If I want something, I want it big, you know, that type of person.
I get it, but you see, this is why you guys got the complaints of things are not good, because you guys had way too many speakers for your very first event. You had no, like, experience on. You know what this reminds me? Do you remember years ago, TanaCon? That TanaCon controversy?
Oh my god. Yes.
While you're speaking about this, that's what it reminds me of.
It very much is like, oh my god. I can't believe you're comparing our event to that. It's pretty much it. Well, I have to say that like the one that was in the auditorium, that everybody that came to the auditorium loved it. They loved our speakers. They loved our service. They loved our attention. They loved the auditorium, the themes. It's just the virtual. It was just a flop, like a big giant flop. And to the point where we're going to have to give free courses with like a medical recertification points, just to like make up for it, because like we did this with so much like care and love that we don't want the people that experience this to have a bad taste of us, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, to get medical recertification points, that shit's expensive. Like we really like fought really hard to get the medical college from here to give us those points so we can give out to our participants. It's just really hard. And we're like the first private company to get this, I don't know how to say it, but it's like a partnership with the medical college.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a huge thing. That's why people really wanted to like, be at least not in the what's it called, to be at least part of in the virtual sense, because they can't come to like the city because of that point. That one point is what made a difference for people to attend to this event. Yeah, so like I was saying, that one point was like what made people want to attend.
So how many people were like tuning in online?
I want to say like 500.
Okay.
500 people.
How many people attended in person?
Around 200.
Oh, that's a lot of people, yeah. Man.
Yeah, we wanted to like have more, but because of COVID, we didn't want to like overly populate the auditorium. So that's why we even gave like the option for virtual, because we know that people weren't going to be here.
But then there's still a very big first event.
Yes. Because like the company itself had events before, but just but not in the sense that they had to worry about being online and virtual and stuff. That's what made it so hard. If it wasn't for that, if it was just, you know, in person, everything would have been perfect, you know? But because of we had to worry about that, that's just what, like, that was our weak link, I guess, if you could say that. So, but yes, that was my weekend.
Wow.
That was my month. Like, I even with Sky, I actually wanted to record during the, like, this month, but I didn't have time. I had so much to do. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I assume, because you guys don't know about Charlie, but whenever we like text or whatever, she is always so fast to respond. And like this past month, I know not to bother her because I know she's really busy.
Yeah, I felt so lonely. I've been so lonely. But anyway, enough of that. I want to put that past me. Not think ever about that again. Enough tears were spilled for that.
Tears were spilled. Did you save them in the bottle? Yeah.
Oh, I could have filled the river.
She could have cried the river. Oh, yes. God.
But enough of the bad stuff. I want to hear good stuff. I want to hear how was your birthday. Tell me all about it. I was so tired that I couldn't even like call you.
That's okay. I assume because it was right during your event. My birthday happened the weekend of your event.
And not only that, like on Sunday, I had to keep working in a sense that I had to keep like host a doctor that was still here. So we had to like be with him and have lunch and like show him around. So I didn't have any time until today. So I wanna hear all about it, please.
Okay. So well, I turned another year older, maybe not much wiser, but you know. So what we did too much. On Friday, we were like, let's go out. Let's go out and have some drinks. So we kind of went bar hopping a little bit. We had a friend. She works at a pretty well-known, like, hipster vibe-ish restaurant. Like, the restaurant is located in, like, the hipster part of town. And so what was really cool is that restaurant does not take reservations, but she saved the table for us.
Aww.
It was so sweet of her. And then she wrote on the menus, because it was like disposable paper menus. On all the menus of other people that was going to be there, she wrote happy birthday on it for me.
Aww.
And she's so sweet. And then we started there. So sweet. We had a chill night with some chill drinks. Well, you know, I'm just gonna say it. So I live in Indy, and if you've never been to Bluebeard, you really should go. They have really good drinks. I had something called mango painkiller. I don't know what was in it, but it was delicious. I think especially for someone who likes cocktails and doesn't really want to taste the alcohol, it's a good starter drink for when you go ham later in the night. That's really all we did. We just sat and drank for a while until we moved on to the next place, which is 16-Bit. Have you been to 16-Bit?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so that's an arcade bar here.
Arcade bar. Yeah. I've only been to Level Up, I think.
Okay.
In Broad Ripple.
Yeah. 16-Bit, I think it's better. There were just way too many people. You know, it's a controversial opinion, but guys are just really creepy, man.
It's not controversial, it's a fact.
She said it's a fact. But okay, here's the thing. Our other friend, she is what, like, everyone, including us, will call conventionally beautiful. Like, she is really pretty. So she was all dressed up for my birthday, you know. She did her makeup, her hair. She was wearing, like, a neon greenish dress with a really high slit.
Mm.
And so she looks good. And when we were at 16 bit, where there's a little more people, a lot of people hit on her. It makes sense. But some of them just do it in the most creepy ways.
Well, I just got chills just thinking about it. Ugh.
So when we were at 16 bit, guys just hit on her in the most creepy ways. There was this one guy that came up. This was when me and another friend in the bathroom, so we got updated. He came up and be like, "Oh, I really like your dress. You really rock that color. I don't think I can ever pull it off."
Why would you ever pull off a neon green? That's my question.
I'm sorry to say this, but he was a white dude, and you know, we would describe him as someone who does not have game. My friend said it was really awkward when he came over because, like, I don't think he knows what he's doing, really. He doesn't know where this is going. And so after we came back from the bathroom, a little later, he actually circled back. He came back to us and was like, "Oh, you guys think I can pull off her dress?"
Maybe that was a serious question. Maybe he does want to pull off a neon green dress.
I told him, "You never know until you try it."
Yeah, next thing you know, he comes back with the neon green dress. "What do you think now?"
And then there was this other dude. He came over too and was talking to me and my other friends who were here. Because my friend, she'd like turn her back. And she's like, "Hey, I'm here to get intel on your friend. Because my friend is really interested in her. Does she have a boyfriend?" We were like, yeah, she has a boyfriend. And like, he was just really trying to be his friend's wingman, but we were like, "No, just go away." And then later there was something was happening. I don't know why I keep missing these things. But I wasn't there. But apparently he came over and he's made a comment saying that my friend wanted to see his friend's penis to make sure like it was big or whatever. And he came over and he told me and other friends this. "Oh, you know, your girl there said that." We were like, I don't think so. Like that is not something she would ever say.
Ever.
Yeah.
And we've known her since like 8th grade.
Yeah. We know her. That's not something she would ever say. And he goes, "Oh, you might have been me that mentioned it." And then made things really awkward. We're like, yeah, that sounds more like the truth. It got really bad to the point that in his friend group, there was a girl there. She came over and apologized to my friend for his behavior.
It is bad when somebody else apologizes for you.
Yeah, he would just keep making comments and saying weird things. He think he was being a good wingman for his friend, but really, it just leave us alone, honestly. But yeah, and then we got too many drinks there. We decided to leave and we went to like a bar club's place, kind of. It wasn't that great. Just so you know, it wasn't that great. But it was called Tiki Bob's, something like that. And because all of my friends, like her friends, were out there as well, so we decided to just combine the two and just party up there.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I always wondered.
Uh-huh.
I always wondered, do men not have like an ability to pick up on social clues, like social cues?
I think a lot of them don't. And then once they get drunk at a bar, it's even less.
Yes, because I mean, we know each other's like state just by looking at each other's face.
Exactly.
You know, we have the ability to like with our eyes able to communicate. But that's like just like second nature to us.
Yeah, like, you know, even with like strangers, like other girls, if you're in a club, we look at them, we can tell they're uncomfortable. Like sometimes we'll just go over to them, we'll like try to fend off some of the guys or whatever. But like, yeah. I don't know. People are creepy, man.
I remember there were a lot of nights back when I was like, you know, in my partying ages, you know, where I would go up by myself to the clubs and like I would be there from 10 to 3 in the morning. And I would only like dance with girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would notice a lot of times where dudes were just coming up to girls without and then touch them without permission, you know, try to grind on them without permission or like just like hover over them. Without like going, leaving, even though it was pretty obvious that the girl did not want to be around like that person in particular. And so I would always create a group of girls dancing like in a circle. And then without us ever like saying anything or talking, we just knew that that was our safe space. And so if a dude was coming or like want to be part of the group, if he didn't pass the vibe check, we're just kind of like locked ourselves and nobody could like come in. And like, and so it's just really sad that women have to create these safe spaces, like, you know, with each other to make sure that nobody's like being disrespectful or bothering them. And I hate how they glorify men that, you know, I stand up for women, like, you know, like, fuck you. That's like, that's what should be normalized, and that's like what you need to do as a human being.
Exactly.
You know, that cares for others. It's not something that you should be praised for, you know. And so when a guy is like, oh yeah, I'm an ally, it's like, you're not. You're not an ally.
You should be like this. It's just other people are worse.
Right? It's like saying, you know, you know, like seeing other people kick puppies and you say, like, I don't kick puppies. I was like, well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't kick puppies. Like, you don't need to be praised for not kicking puppies. that's my little rant.
That's like my thing too. What is with the hovering? They just stand closer and then they just look. And then, I don't know. That's something I always find like really strange. That was Saturday. Oh no, that was Friday. Oof.
I mean, we're just starting
to the weekend yet. Saturday was actually more chill. So we got home at like 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And then I was so hungry because, you know, I have a pretty high tolerance for alcohol. And my thing is, if I don't eat that much, I won't get drunk that fast. So that day, Friday, I was actually working all day. And all I had that day was a croissant. And I was so hungry when I got home. I started making ramen. I started eating it with my roommate.
So you only had a ramen that day? Like apart from the croissant?
Yeah. Because I was trying to get drunk.
Yeah, because when you have like a full belly, you don't like get drunk a lot.
Yeah, like I have to pay so much for more drinks to get me like just a little bit drunk. But after we got home, like I was making my ramen, my friend's boyfriend texts me saying, hey, are you with like your friend? I was like, no, I thought she was with you. I thought she was home. It turns out she was taking someone else home, but she didn't let any of us know. And we were really worried that she was kidnapped or something. So I keep texting and calling her. I was like, hey, you know, if you don't respond in the next 10 minutes, we are driving to your location. But turns out it was just like a last minute situation where one of her other friends didn't help to take her home. That was like 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how that night ended. Oof. I feel like I'm still drunk from it.
Did you get really drunk that day?
Not seriously drunk because I still had to drive home. So like I sobered up a lot when I was fine when I drove home. I was just really hungry.
Mm.
I feel like we do that. Like we go out drinking, but we all know if we have to drive home, I know which point to cut myself off and give myself enough time to sober up so I can drive home safely.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel like I'm incriminating myself.
I remember when I would go and like I would dance and drink, right? So I was with nobody. So I remember whenever I was too drunk, I would just like sit on my car and just like grab the wheel and just make myself focus. And then when I felt sobering up, then I will start driving. Because I mean, it's not like I could like call an Uber. That shit's expensive. So I was like, nah.
Yeah, because the thing is, you have to call the Uber home. And then the next day, I'm going to call the Uber back to get your car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I feel like now we all know, oh, I'm driving, okay, I can only have however many until however late, so I can give myself enough time to be sober to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we are responsible. Please don't call the cops on us.
You have no evidence. Yeah. We haven't said anything. We deny every statement that we've said thus far.
All the above statements are just fictional. They're not. None of them are real.
It's part of comedy. None based on true life.
Yeah. Events. So I got home at like 4:30 and I slept at 5. The next morning, I actually had the date.
Yeah. I did not know that.
I went on a date. Okay, so I have not been talking to this dude for very long. And the only reason I went out was because we were talking about coffee. And then I asked him, okay, what is your top two, like, what's your favorite coffee shop in Indianapolis? And the ones he said were my top two as well.
Mm.
I was like, oh, because I've never heard anyone say those coffee shops as their like favorite coffee places in Indiana. And I was like, oh, interesting. And then, but yeah, that's why I went. So we went to get breakfast. And after we came back, it was more chill on Saturday because we went partying on Friday and we were all dead. And so later, we just went thrifting, and then we went to eat Korean barbecue. Yes. There was 7 of us, and then 4 of us got unlimited all-you-can-eat meat.
That sounds so good.
It was delicious, but we were grilling for a very long time. We had the meat sweats. We ate so much food to get prepared for karaoke. But, of course, when we were there, my friend told the waiters that it was my birthday. So they did a whole commotion. They turned off the lights halfway. Everyone started singing happy birthday. And then the thing is, I just took a bite of food and my mouth was really filled. And so when they were doing all of that, I was just stress chewing. I was just like, just chew as fast as you can.
But yeah. Was the meat good though? Like, was the food good?
Yeah, the food was really good. The only thing was that there was a guy that was like a group of people that were sitting next to us. I think he was getting a little too drunk. So he came over after they sing happy birthday and he handed me a bottle of soju that he ordered for his table. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he told me to chug. So I took a sip. The thing is, he asked for it back.
He took a sip of the bottle.
Yes. And then he asked for it back. And he asked it
back.
I was like, okay, I don't care. And I think because he was so drunk, he was like going around tables offering people drinks. Like that same bottle of soju that I took a sip of. Oh,
that's disgusting. That's
And then the table he went to was like, they were not, they're like kids. And he goes, no, I'm not going to take this because I'm 19. This is what the kid said. And then he keeps insisting. And the employees were like, okay, no, you can't stay here anymore. So they kicked him out. And he was not happy about that. He kept coming back into the restaurant over and over again. Like, they were arguing. And eventually, they called the police on him.
Yeah, because that's not a bar. You know, you can just get drunk at a restaurant.
Yeah, like, you can't just go around offering people drinks, especially if they're 19. And he keeps insisting, like, it's okay. Just a little bit. Just take a little. Just take a shot of it. And we were like, no, that's not okay. But after, we went to sing karaoke. Woo! It's been a long time since we went. But remember when we used to go, we would always stay there for like 3 hours. And our voice would be like, oh, like, it's a little bit gone, but it's still kind of there.
What the funny thing was that whenever we would leave, you know, we would still do less karaoke in the car until we get home.
Always. You have to. You just have to.
You just have to, like, re-kill your voice.
Yes. Just kill the last bit of it. But that's what we did. And then we were going to go home because I was already tired. But some of our other friends who couldn't come out with us on Friday night, they really wanted to go out. So we went back downtown. We went to a gay bar. It's called Teenies. I really like Teenie. I feel like as females, right, we really like gay bars a lot more than like straight clubs because it's just feels so much safer. People are just so much more fun because you're just there to dance and not have a random guy like hovering, like we were saying.
Yeah, definitely. I've never been to a gay bar. I've always wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that Indy had one.
They had two next to each every other. Day. Yeah, they had really? Two right next to each other. Yeah,
that's so cool. But I want to go there when I come.
Yeah, for sure. You, I feel like you're gonna like it. Their music are hit and miss. And Saturday it was a miss.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. And there were just so many people there. It was so many people. And then people kept bumping into us. It was so hot upstairs as well. And then this guy like bumped into my friend and she dropped her straw for her drink because like his shoulder hit her hand a little bit. And so she did a kind of a hand gesture, like, oh, wow, whoa. And then he turned around so fast and was like, you're on the dance floor, you know. We were like, she didn't even say anything. All she did was like, oh, whoa. And then my friend, though, she's not going to take that shit. She turned around and was like, yeah, I know, but I couldn't really hear what she said because it was really loud. But something like, we know we're on a dance floor, but, you know, still mind personal space. You know, stay where you are. Stop keeping bumping into us. I haven't said anything this whole time, but he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we're on a dance floor. And she goes, yeah, but you can't just be bumping people's drink out of their hands. I dropped my straw. But it was not very pleasant.
If he would have just said sorry, I don't know what they were, but it would just, you know, said, oops, I'm sorry, I'll get you another one or something. At least,
yeah, it
would have been fine.
Like, I'm sure she would say, no, it's fine, because all she dropped was a straw. But she didn't say anything. She just looked back at him and like, not like crazy hand gesture. She just went like her hands up her shoulder, like, whoa. And he just jumped on it so fast. And then there were so many people that keeps moving backwards into like our little group of circle. And then there's other people were dancing really big and they keep bumping into us. It was not. We stayed for like 30, 40 minutes. We had one drink and we all left. We're like, that's enough.
But out of the two, were both of them really bad? Or?
Out of the two, like, gay bars?
Yeah.
I think it's a hit or miss for both of them. Yeah, because one is called Teeny, the other is Metro. I've only been to Metro once, but the one time I went, their music was just way too loud, I think. I understand you want people to be turned up, but it was way too loud that like my internals were vibrating. And we could not stay there for very long because we were all starting to get headaches. So we were outside for a little bit and just chilling. It was so much better. Saturday was also a mess.
Oh, well, at least Friday was kind of good.
Yeah. We got to hang out with our friends. Some of my friends that, like, I met just this year. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday was more a family day, so it was a lot more chill.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and my parents. We went out to eat. We went to different. We went to get dessert. We went to get ice cream and dinner. So that was really nice. But it was
nice.
It was a busy weekend, though.
Yeah, you were just as busy as I was. But
in a different way.
I was saying there is one thing that you forgot to mention to me. That you told me, you sent me a snap, or not a snap, but a photo of a mysterious phone call.
Oh.
With no name on it.
A mysterious phone call that lasted 3.5 hours. It was last night. So, okay. I started talking to someone on Hinge. And it's okay. I don't think he will ever listen to our podcast anyways. But, so he is a, what's it called? So he's a grad student or a PhD student or something. And what's it called? What are they called? Fuck. People who write poems? Poet? Yeah. So he's like a poet or like a grad assistant. Something like that. But this person's mind is just so entertaining because it goes everywhere. So like it's just really entertaining talking to him. And then yesterday he called and we were on the phone for 3.5 hours from like 11 or like, yeah, to 2:30.
In the morning?
From 11 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. That's how long we were on the call for.
The heck?
We were.
That's such a long time.
I know, but it was too entertaining for me to hang up. But okay, to preface something, I'm going to read some of our conversations just so you get the feel of how random and weird this person is. Okay, let's see. The beginning wasn't that interesting. So, we start talking about, he said, I just want to rob some people so I can buy a house on Meridian Street, which if you know, those houses are really expensive. They're like 800K to like a couple million sometimes. And I said, oh, robbing people sounds like fun. And he goes, I sneak on them with the pillowcase full of quarters. So I told him, that sounds like too much work and too messy. Maybe consider poison. Oh, wait. You said rob, not murder. We can go with your thing then.
You're not helping the situation.
I'm not. I am for sure enabling this situation. And I told him, oh, is that too much? It's okay. We can take baby steps. He goes, excuse me, ma'am. I'm calling the police. So I told him to calm down. Like, nobody's calling anybody. But, and then the conversation changed. This is what I'm saying. It's just really weird conversation about really random stuff. But we talked about music and movies, and then he said, I have slipped into the realm of 20 questions. Okay. There was some... Okay, so he asked me if I was born and raised in China. Because he needs an in. I was like, what do you mean you need an in? For what? He said, Daddy Kim is a fake icon for us kings. So I want to bring him a painting.
Where is he from?
I think he's from here. Yeah, he's an older white man. He's from here.
Man. How old is he?
32.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little older. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I told him, what a strange train of thoughts that he had. He goes, well, I'm not the one trying to poison anyone. I go, that's okay. We can ease into the poisoning. We can start with something simpler. He's like, what's simpler? We can do the traditional stab, stab, slash. It just gets very messy though. He goes, I'd prefer making out. You prefer murder. So I told him, what can I say? I'm a romantic.
There's nothing more romantic than murdering people with a person on their first date.
And he goes, the Applebee's won't burn itself down, they say. And I told him, you can't prove I burned it down. He's like, I'm calling the cops again. I was like, stop being such a snitch. You have no proof. You can't convict me. He said, bitch, I snitch all day.
So what do you think? Do you think this is someone that you want to like get to know more? Or was this just for shits and giggles?
Okay. I think this is just for shits and giggles. Because it's very entertaining talking to this dude. So one day, like randomly, right? He texted saying, so we smoking crack behind the Kmart? I said, I'm down for anything. Name a time. He goes, I don't believe you. So I said, why? I'm totally trustworthy and I won't snitch on you. He said, even if I'm forcing the homeless to do butt stuff in a parking lot for pocket change? or is that the line? So I sent him like, you know, there's like the emojis of a lines and stuff, or like plus and minus. So I sent the minus sign. I went, you see this line? You have crossed it. But hey, if it was consensual, then you do you. I don't judge. And then he asked me the worst thing I've done, or the sexiest, the nicest, the meanest, etc., etc. So I told him to go first because I need a, for instance. So one of the stories he told me was, I saw a friend put a carrot in her butt once, which is a weird space between sexy and absurd.
Oh my God. There are some cases where women get like really like weird.
Random stuff like, stuck up their butt.
Like, yeah. And weird infections caused by things that nobody would think of.
That shouldn't have no business being what they were.
Being there. Yeah. There's just some things and so that I told are not him, meant to stick in there.
And so I told him, well, now I regret making it go first because I can't top that story. He goes, exactly. It was one of those moments where I was like, yeah, undeniably hot. But why is this happening? And then he said, the nicest thing I've done is that I kind of accidentally given a random guy downtown a ride to the east side to buy meth. He said, poor Johnny, I'll never forget him. He taught me what ice means. So I said, well, I see that you're an enabler then. He goes, he thought I was an Uber and I wasn't. And then I asked him, my question is, did he share some meth with you as a form of payment? He said, he offered. I said, no.
I mean, he could resell it for a really high price.
Yeah. But you know, these are the kind of conversations that I've had with this person. It just so entertaining.
I think he's like trolling you or something.
Yeah.
He cannot be his personality.
Oh, I was on a call with him for 3 hours.
Anita, what did you guys talk about in 3 hours? That's my question.
Bro, the conversation went everywhere. I want to tell you, but there was no one focal point. Okay. Here's one of the things we talked about for a little bit. I'm going to ask you this question because he asked me. He said, here's the hardest question I will ever ask you. Let's say there's a bus full of 1,000 kids. Okay? You have to drive those kids to a cliff and like push them off. Or the world ends. Would you push the kids off the cliff?
Wait. I either push the kids off the cliff or the world mm-hmm. ends?
Yes.
I'll let the world end. Let everybody's suffering end. Let's just get it over it. We're all going to die one day, so me saving these kids mean nothing.
I can't believe you're on his side. You're supposed to be on my side.
Why? What did you answer?
I said I'll push the kids off. He goes, wow, you were push 1,000 kids off the cliff, even if the little girl is holding his brother saying, it's gonna be okay, it's all gonna be okay, you're gonna push them off the cliff.
I mean, if I save them, what's the deal? They're gonna die anyway. Either way, they die in both cases, so might as well just end everything swiftly without the fear.
Maybe there's I no need to introduce here. You to this guy because he said he would not push his kids off the cliff.
I mean, if I push them, they're going to die. If yeah. I don't push them, they'll die. So,
but like, if you push them, other people will survive.
Nah, other people are not of my concerns.
The 1,000 kids
if on I'm going to die, uh-huh. If I'm going to die, at least we'll have like a clear conscience.
Huh. Maybe.
I'll be like, mm-hmm. Well, kids, I did something good. Ciao. And then an explosion.
But I feel like that's his train of thought as well, because he would not push the kids off the cliff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so like just really random things like that. We were trying to figure out a time to meet up in person. And then it took like an hour to do that, because every time we tried to get things started, plan things, we would go off on different tangents. No, not we. He would go off on different tangents. But then the thing...
Let me clarify.
The thing is, the tangents are too entertaining for me to bring the conversation back. So I just go with it.
What's another thing that he mentioned?
Okay, let's see. What's another thing? We talked about... we just talked about a lot. He was trying to figure out what world that I lived in, because apparently I lived in a very different world than he does, because I'm what they would call a normie.
You?
Apparently.
And what's not a normie for him?
I don't know. But oh, another topic that we talked about was that he went, this is a very controversial opinion, but he thinks that gay marriage should not be legal.
Why?
Because he said, you know, he doesn't have any problems with like people being with whoever they want, but what I was getting from it was that his point was, you know, the queer community, that like that word means, let's look at what it means, because I never like fact checked him, but that they shouldn't be confined to how society views a relationship should be ending up in like marriage.
Yeah, queer is supposed to be like weird or not normal.
Yeah, so they think that, so he thinks that because that's the definition, they shouldn't get married. They should like still stay different and not be confined to what's considered normal, because that's no longer the definition of queer. It's basically what he was saying.
What? I mean, it's just a word. Dude, get over it. I need to see a picture of this man. I need to like vibe check him. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think things are gonna go anywhere for me. But it's just very entertaining talking to this person.
Let's see.
Charlie's doing her live vibe check right now.
What are his hobbies?
His hobbies: reading, smoking weed.
Okay.
He said he's not a pothead, but then later he told me he'll smoke weed every night before he goes to sleep. I was like, huh.
Okay. I don't know. He looks weird.
He looks weird.
Yeah, his face is normal. I mean, his appearance is normal.
Yeah.
He just gives a weird vibe.
Like, what?
Not in like... Like, he will be awkward. I feel like he will be awkward in person. I feel like he is funny in texts and calls. Mm-hmm. But when you actually, like, are in front of him, he's gonna be awkward.
You think so?
Like, that's... Yeah, I think so. I don't know. That's the feeling I'm getting.
I guess we'll find out on Wednesday.
It just looks like... He's the type of person that thinks that he's woke, but it's not actually.
Okay, another point of conversation we had was that I'm too easygoing. Because for people who doesn't know, I believe that, we can all have different opinions, but I'm going to respect whatever you believe in. Like, if I don't know. Yeah, as long as you're not harming anyone, you can believe in what you believe in. And so one of the examples he used was like, oh, well, you're not... We talk about coffee, and I'm a big, like, supporting local coffee shop type of person. I mean, yes, Starbucks is good. It's convenient, let's just say. I'll go to Starbucks when it's convenient. But he goes, oh, you're the type of person that doesn't go out on a date with someone because they said their favorite coffee place is Starbucks. I was like, no, that doesn't mean anything. And he goes, no, you have to be mad. He said, I was too easygoing. Like, you have to correct people. I was like, I'm not correcting anyone. They can like Starbucks if they want to like Starbucks. But, like, I don't care.
I feel like he's the type of person that, I mean, even with that flannel, telling me a lot of things with that flannel and those glasses, is the type of person that's like, oh, those hipsters that's like, oh, I was like that. I liked that before it became normal or something like that. When he said, you know, you're a normie, I was like, oh, only those people who say the word normie are. Yeah. Nobody says normie unless you're that type of person. Unless you want to be a hipster wannabe or something.
But, I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't foresee things going places, but he's just really entertaining to keep around. And so, you know, for people who doesn't know, I'm the type of person that's not very talkative when I first meet someone. I mean, yeah, if you interact with me, if you ask me a question, I'll answer truthfully and stuff, but I'm not the type to initiate and stuff like that. So yesterday he goes, wow, you know, I'm here trying to get to know you and ask you all these questions, but you don't want to find out anything about me. And so I told him, well, like, I just find this conversation to be really entertaining, but if we're on a topic, I will ask for his view as well, but I wouldn't, like, start a new topic for anything. And then, what did he say? He was like, well, you didn't ask me any questions. You really don't want to get to know me. What am I? Just entertainment for you? I'm just a mouth on the string? That's all I am to you?
I feel like he could be like a really good, like, YouTube comedian, you know? Not an actual comedian, but like TikTok wannabe comedians. So I remember you showed me last time a picture of a dude that I told you that it was kind of weird. Uh-huh. He was on a couch laying down. They had glasses too. He was white.
Uh-huh.
What happened to him?
Oh, he ended a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Did I tell you? I feel like I told you.
I don't remember.
Because I asked him, like, what he was looking for, right? Because you always want to make sure. In his word, he's like trying to smash. It's what he said. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh.
That's not what I want. So, bye.
Yeah. are you going to meet this dude?
Yes, I'm going to meet him on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Future updates to come. So, like, we talked about, he asked me, oh, are you the type of people to stay friends with someone that you met on a dating app? I'm like, yeah, I'm down to stay friends with people. And he goes, good. Like, he likes making friends or whatever. I was like, okay. I always feel like he's very entertaining to keep around.
Yeah. But I do see some, I am hearing some, like, I don't want to say red flags, but some more like, I don't know.
I feel like our 3 hours of conversation yesterday was a lot of arguing. Well, not arguing, but like more like opposed opinions, but I think he wants, that's what he wants, to get a rise out of people. It's like he keeps saying his controversial opinions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Seems that way because he was, when he says, oh, this is controversial, or, oh, you might not think this, or, well, it seems like he wants to rile you up or something.
Yeah.
Like he wants a reaction from you. And like when it comes to like relationship, you don't want that type of person.
Exactly. But also, if anyone knows me, it's very hard to get a rise out of me.
Yeah.
Like he said, I'm just too easygoing. He's like, why are you so easygoing? He's like, he's trying to get me to fight. He's trying to get me to like argue, really seriously argue with him on things. And I'm just like, eh. I'm just like, you believe what you believe.
He couldn't win.
Yeah. And like I keep saying, I keep telling him yesterday, you can believe what you believe. I won't necessarily agree, but you can do whatever you want to do. So,
yeah,
exactly. But he keeps keep telling me, no, that sounds okay. You have to correct people. I was like, I'm not doing that. Another topic of conversation. He's been trying to get his niece and nephew to smoke for 3 years now. And I was like, oh, how old are they? He goes, oh, my nephew is 13. So like, they're actual kids. I was like, why are you doing this? He's like, I feel like we have to toughen kids up nowadays. Like, that's not.
You know, half of the things that he says, mm-hmm. I don't believe anymore.
Like, I'm sure he's just trying to say things to get an argument.
To get a reaction.
An argument going, but I don't know. It's just too funny to me.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
God.
Tell him. Yeah, I talked to my friend about you. Yeah, she...
You did not pass her vibe check.
You did not pass it. See what he said.
Oh
my goodness. Well, we're gonna be past that. I'm gonna skip that photo. I don't want to see it anymore. Yeah, creepy men are... I wish it was different, but I don't know if that day will ever come.
Yeah, I doubt it, honestly. There's always gonna be creeps. Never mind. I was gonna bring something up.
It came in and it went.
But it's gonna bring up a whole other discussion. Maybe we'll talk about it another day.
On another day, yes. And talking about another day, we're gonna break this into two parters because we were at the beginning. We're gonna do like a special episode, you know, a 3-hour episode. But I don't know if you guys will like stick to it till the end. So we're gonna make it a two-parter.
Exactly. Honestly, I probably, if I was listening to a podcast and they showed it was 3 hours, I don't know, I'd get really discouraged.
Yeah, so we did a 2-hour session. We're gonna, whenever we put this out, I don't think it will be by tomorrow. I think it will come out on Wednesday or Thursday. And then the next one will be out on Tuesday, like the regular schedule.
Yeah, back on schedule, baby.
Right back.
Yeah.
It's been so long. We missed you guys, even though you're probably like one listener. We missed you. We want to like keep like shoving episodes right up your butthole.
Speaking of things that shouldn't be in your buttholes.
Oh, that's right. It was nice talking to Sky once again after a long month.
I missed you, my friend.
Also, we've been having a lot of like difficulties. Yeah, so it's like a...
I think it's because it's been storming over here. So like my internet has been spotty because it is storming outside right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell to edit this, but we're going to make it work.
I'm sorry. My chair also squeaked a lot. No, I know that's a little tick, 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 tick in the audio.
Yeah, remember, guys, I already mentioned this. If you hear something in the audio, it's just us being just, you know, things just moving and stuff. It's not actual ghosts. So
it's just me. I can't sit still. That's just it.
Same. I mean, while we were recording, I was like moving my lights and stuff, you know, because something that you guys should know, we do Zoom meetings so we can see each other because it's a lot more comfortable, I think, than just like listening. So I wanted to like set up mine like a YouTuber would, you know, with their lights and stuff. But my lights are a bit not conventional, I have to say.
They look pretty good though.
Yeah, I think with a little more tweaking, it can work out. You know, I can live my YouTube fantasy.
Wow. Who's that? A professional all right. YouTuber? Oh, all right. Yes, all
right. That's right. I hope you guys stick with us. We are going to be back on the regular schedule as mentioned. But it's been fun once again. And I hope to see you guys on the next episode.
Next episode. Oh.